Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing all right. I have to say that the share price of Extract is quite noticeable at the moment in terms of its movement. You had an RNS out today. Can you explain the current position?
Yeah, the share price is moving, isn't it? And probably a recognition that we haven't seen this sort of thing for a long time. And I guess it is quite unusual. So I'm glad the market recognises it. Well, we've had a good weekend back, and this interview, of course, gives some consistency to our reporting alongside the RNSs. We're at 975, which is beyond what our expectations were. They're strange things, these porphyries. In one way, they're classic. In another way, they're absolutely unique. And so what we're seeing is disseminated chalk pyrite. And now it's blebby. I love it to be blebby. You know, like kind of when by blebby, I mean like your fingernail, as opposed to veining. We like that. What's interesting in these things, they talk about these quartz feldspar, and that's also classic again, in as much as not just the Lachlan, you know, in Australia, you'll see it in Chile, and you'll see it in all major porphyries. And the material, what's coming out, you know, it's very nice. It's very nice, thing. And long may it continue. You'll note, I think, that anybody who's been watching the company is that the meters that we're drilling is not quite what we were drilling in the middle of last week. That's because this stuff is very hard. It's very hard. There's quite a bit of quartz flying around in this feldspar, and so the bits have to be changed quite regularly. And of course, we're quite deep to be changing bits. But everybody's excited. We've got copper experts coming to look at it, but of course, at the same time, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the fact that supervising this program is Dr. Hills, who's an expert in this sort of stuff, and he, like the rest of us, is very excited. And the job at the moment is very exciting, waiting to see what comes up there all next. And, so we're all there. In a nutshell, Zach, we're all very pleased with the progress. It looks like we stand a very good chance of it in, an extremely good chance of it in that magical kilometre. And to be reporting a drill hole which has got 900 metres of continuous mineralisation, as I say, you don't get to see that too often. So very excited, and I think the share price is obviously reflecting the fact that the marketplace out there understands that this is a very interesting situation that is developing down in Australia.
Right, we'll be speaking, we took a break over the weekend, but speaking quite regularly. Can we expect a sort of day-to-day or every couple of days type of update over this critical period?
I think we owe it to our shareholders. People are making decisions now. People are making important decisions. And I think the need to know, you know, it's not just about mineralization. It's about the kind of host rocks. You know, there's a few important factors. So having developed the protocol, if you like, of keeping our shareholders up to date, I think until we've bottomed this hole, that's going to be a daily thing.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that and get to know each other even better than we have over recent days. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.